It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to Randy Gatula.
Good evening, everyone, from Friend, Nebraska. As Sunny 101.3 kicks off its 25th season of high school football with tonight's matchup of the Pawnee City Indians and the St. Edward Beavers. I'm Lori Gatula, seated alongside my broadcast partner and your play-by-play man, Randy Gatula. I'm excited to be sitting in on my first play-by-play broadcast ever, but never fear, we have the man on the field. Your play-by-play announcer is the voice of the Southeast Nebraska. He's starting his 52nd year of play-by-play tonight, 25 of those having been on Sunny 101.3. Here to call the game for you is Randy Gatula.
Well, thank you, and gosh, that's quite an introduction. We're not used to that sort of thing, but good evening, everybody. We are in Friend, Nebraska. Tonight, the Pawnee City Indians on the road taking on the Beavers of St. Edward. We've just had the coin toss, and we're going to check that out right now. It appears that the coin toss has been won by St. Edward. They have elected to receive and defend the south goal to our right. Well, as we said, Lori and I are in Friend, Nebraska tonight, and those of you tuning in may wonder why are they in Friend if the teams playing are Pawnee City and St. Edward. There's quite a backstory to that. We'll share that with you. What took place here is our Pawnee City listeners are aware they had Wetmore, Kansas on the schedule, and they lost the Wetmore game. They were dissolved that school district. The same thing happened to St. Edward in that one of their opponents, Elba, was unable to field a team and had to forfeit all of their games. That left both Pawnee City and St. Edward short one ball game. They tried to figure out a way to get together. They had no matching bye weeks, so they went to the NSAA and asked for permission to play a game in week zero. That's where we are here tonight, week zero. The folks here at the Friend Public School were gracious enough to allow the two teams to use their facility because it was over a three-hour drive between the two. That way they could each drive halfway and meet here at Friend. So our thanks to Jim Pfeiffer, the activities director, and all the folks at the Friend Public School System for their fine hospitality. And here we are, ready to get the 2023 high school football season underway. Lori, this is six-man football. Some of our listeners may not be aware. There are a few little idiosyncrasies about six-man football, a few changes.
Yes, there are. It's different than a standard field. Six-man football is played on an 80-yard field. It's first and 15 to get a first down, not first and 10. All players are eligible receivers, but the person who receives the snap can't cross the line of scrimmage without someone else handling the ball first. There are some differences in scoring, although a touchdown remains at 6 points, but a kick is 2 points, and a run or pass for that extra point is just one. A field goal, unlike the standard 3 points, in six-man football counts as four.
So they put an extra premium on the kicking game here in this six-man football. A little bit of history on these teams. Folks from Pawnee City listening in, you're very much aware your Indians finished the season 8-3 last year, ending up as a state runner-up, losing in the state championship back on the 18th of November to Parkview Christian in a game played at UNK in Kearney. What sticks in my mind about that season was the game the week before that, the big high-scoring win and shootout out in Arthur County. That was a cold 14-degree afternoon at Arthur County, and the Indians prevailed. That was one of those where the last team to score probably gets the win, and that's what happened in that one. So Pawnee City coming off a record of 8-3. Gone is Andy Belloli. He carried a lot of the water for that Indian team. But the good news is for the Indians, they've got a big portion of last year's football team right back here. Justin Pierce, Jet Farwell, Anthony Kling, you'll hear a lot of familiar names when we give you those starting lineups in a little bit. Right now we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this 2-minute break. You're listening to Pawnee City Indians football on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Fall City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Fall City. Online at cmcfc.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robot will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Friend Nebraska for the matchup between the Pawnee City Indians and the St. Edward Beavers. Our presenting sponsor for this game is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas, too.
We'd like to take this opportunity to welcome all of our listeners in the St. Edward area, all around the St. Edward School District. We know that our website information has been provided to the patrons of St. Edward, and those of you that have found us online, if you're listening to us, obviously you know where we are. Please do us a favor, if you would, at this point. Maybe you could give a call to someone that might be interested in hearing Beaver football on the line tonight. Give them a call, perhaps an aunt or an uncle or some grandparents, grandma and grandpa that might enjoy listening in. We'd love to have as many Beaver fans tuned in as possible. The more the merrier is the way we see things. So please share our website with anyone you can around St. Edward. Pawnee City fans, likewise, we're starting a week earlier than usual. You may have some Pawnee City fans not even aware there's a game tonight. You can think of someone, you might pick up the phone and give them a call right now and tell them they can tune to
Hedman
Sunny
Ford, your local
4.3. They can tune to Sunny 101.3 and be able to listen to tonight's broadcast from here at Friend. Getting set to pause here for the national anthem. We'll step aside for another 2-minute timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Summer's winding down and it's time for the kids to go back to school. Here are some tips from Nemaha County Hospital to make sure your kids have a safe and healthy school year. Schedule a well-child checkup. Ease them back into a sleep schedule. Start planning healthy lunches. Add an emergency contact card to their backpack and make sure their backpack weighs no more than 10 to 15% of their body weight. Nemaha County Hospital, wishing all students a great school year ahead. Nemaha County Hospital, providing quality care every time.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers: time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Friend Nebraska, the Pawnee City Indians, and the St. Edward Beavers about to kick it off here in six-man high school football. Lori, let's take a look now at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, the offensive starters for the Pawnee City Indians.
Starting at center, number 33, Hayden Binder. He weighs in at 230 pounds and is a sophomore. At tight end, number 13, Tyler Tegmeyer, 150 pounds. He is a sophomore. Anthony Kling, 170 pounds. He's a junior. At quarterback, Justin Pierce weighs in at 135, and he is a senior. He wears number 5. Number 9, Jesse McLaughlin. He's a junior and weighs 175 pounds. Running back, Jet Farwell. He's 170 pounds, junior, wearing number 14.
Starting lineup for the St. Edward Beavers offensively. At center will be Mason Stennis. He's a 185-pound junior. The left end is Jacob Rees, 175 and a junior. At the right end, Ryan Cummings, a sophomore, 195. At quarterback, Anthony Reeder, a 145-pound junior. The running back is Ian Reardon, 155 and a senior. And the fullback is Mikey Blakenship. Blakenship, a 175-pound junior. The Beavers were 4-4 on the season last year. They're coached by head coach Michael Roscoe. He's assisted by Bob Adams and special assistant coach Clayton Werner, also helping with coaching the Beavers. Now let's take a look at the defensive starters for the Pawnee City Indians.
Okay, Randy. At safety, Justin Pierce is a 135-pound senior. Defensive end, Jesse McLaughlin. He's a junior and weighs in at 175. Jeff Farwell, 170-pound junior. And he is a linebacker. Also a linebacker is Anthony Kling. He's a 170-pound junior. Then we have at secondary, Dawson Wilkinson at 110 pounds. He's a sophomore. Yes, you heard that right, 110 pounds. At defensive end, Dylan Lane is a 170-pound freshman.
Now, we want to alert our board operator and our producer engineer tonight, Seth Tollefson. We're kind of out here in no man's land right now, Seth, about deciding whether to break away. The game is scheduled for a 7 o'clock kickoff. Our scoreboard still shows a little over 2 minutes up there, but the teams are taking the field, and it looks like we're going to get ready to go and kick it off early. For what it's worth to our clock operator, R.J. Hickey, we're ready to go if you want to hit it to zero. Sometimes they take the last 2 minutes off without warning us, and that's what's going to happen. So we're going to get underway here a little bit early. As we said, the Beavers won the opening kickoff. They will be receiving the kick. Back deep to return it is Mikey Blakenship. Blakenship stands at about his own 7-yard line. And they'll be kicking the ball away from the 30-yard line. Again, this is the 80-yard, 8-man field. We're playing 6-man football. Pawnee City kicking from left to right, from north to south. Blakenship waits for the kick, standing at his own 6. Here's the kick, a short end-over-ender. It'll be fielded at the 20. Out to the return man, hit at the 25, and down at the 24-yard line, went down hard. On the return was Ian Reardon, 155-pound senior. Good defense stop at the 25-yard line.
And on that tackle was Anthony Kling.
So the football spotted at the 25-yard line, first down and 15 yards to go. Boy, that's strange looking at that down marker stretched out for 15 yards. Quarterback Anthony Reeder, hands under center, has the back stacked in the eye behind him, Reardon and Blakenship back there. Reeder calls his count, takes the snap, pitches the ball back to Reardon. Reardon tries to run to the right. No running room at all. He's going to be dropped for a loss on the play. Back down around the 22 or 23-yard line, a loss of a couple. It's coming up second down and 17 yards to go.
Justin Pierce was on that tackle.
Pierce got across on the left side and wrapped him up before he could get started. Well, if the first snap from scrimmage is any indication, Pawnee City completely dominated the line of scrimmage on that first snap. Here we go. The ball spotted now at the 23-yard line. Second down, 17 yards to go. Anthony Reeder has backs on either side. In motion goes Blankenship. He'll try to run the right side. Into the backfield and drop once again right at the line of scrimmage. Great defense there by Justin Pierce. They got across and got him. Pierce got him around the ankles.
Yep. That was a shoestring tackle there.
No gain on the play. Put the football back to the 23-yard line. It'll bring up third down now and 17 yards to go. Just underway here at Friend, Nebraska. 9:02 to play in the first quarter. No score thus far in the contest. Opening game of the 2023 football season here on Sunny. Two wide receivers wide to the right side of the field. Oh, looks like they're in a punting formation. This is strange on third down. Let's see what they're going to do with it. They pitch the ball back, and they're going to throw a pass to the right, and hit immediately as he makes the reception is Ian Reardon. The Pawnee City defense was there, Reardon a little bit slow getting up.
That was Jeff Farwell. He was right there on the tackle.
Played perfectly on defense. A loss on the play of 5 yards puts the football back to the 17-yard line. It'll bring up fourth down and 20, and now a punting situation. We'll try and pick up who's the deep man here. Can you see that? Back to return the punt.
I can't assume he can.
I believe it's Jeff Farwell. Here's the punt. They get it away. End over ender off the right side of his foot. It goes out of bounds, outside across the 35 at about the 36-yard line. Anthony Kling was the deep man, but no chance for a return. They're going to say the ball went out of bounds at the 40-yard line. So this drive will begin at the 40 is where they'll start. It'll be Pawnee City's first possession of this young football season. First and 15 from the 40. The quarterback is Justin Pierce. To the right side is Anthony Kling. The receiver to the left is Tyler Tegmeyer. In the backfield, McLaughlin and Farwell are the split backs. Quarterback Justin Pierce calls his starting count. Waiting for the snap from the 40-yard line. Pierce has it, gives the ball off to McLaughlin. He'll run the left side. He'll have short yardage out across the 40-yard line, down to around the 37. We'll give him a gain of 3 on the play. It'll bring up second down and about 12 yards to go. Put the ball at the 37-yard line, second down and 12. Checking into the lineup, Justin Pierce brings the play in from the sideline. The quarterback, he's going to be a tired young man if he's going to run to the sideline after every play to get the play like that. Pierce brings him up to center. Hayden Binder, the center, leads him up over the football. All three backs in a row in the backfield. Justin Pierce has the snap. Turns, gives the ball to McLaughlin. He runs to the right side, fights inside the 35, down near the 33-yard line. He'll have a gain of 4 on the carry, puts the football to the 33-yard line, and it'll bring up third down and 8 yards to go now for the Indians.
That was Carter Anson and Jacob Reeves there on the tackle.
So now the football's up at the 32-yard line. Third down and 8 yards to go. 7 minutes, 10 seconds to play here in the first period. No score. Justin Pierce on third and long, calling his cadence. Wants to throw the ball. Has a pass complete. Out to the right side near the first down marker. Making the reception is Jet Farwell. Farwell fights forward. He'll have first down yardage. Has the football inside the 25-yard line. Down near about the 20... Call it the 23. It'll be a first and 15 at the 23-yard line. They're slow moving the chains here. Wait a minute. Do we have a flag? I don't see one. Now they'll move the chains. They just had a moment's hesitation there. So they move the chains. It'll be first and 15 at the 23-yard line. Justin Pierce calls the count. He has the snap. Wants to throw. Under pressure. Dumps the ball off to the left side. Pass complete to Tyler Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer's going to be wrapped up and dropped for a loss, however, back near the 25-yard line. Loss of a couple. It'll bring up second down and 17 yards to go.
Jacob Reeves was on that tackle, Randy.
Football just outside the 25. Second down, 17 yards to go from the 25. Clock shows 6:34 to play here in the first quarter. No score here at Friend. Wide receivers to both sides of the field for Justin Pierce. He has the snap. Back to pass. Looks over the middle. Pass going to be intercepted at the 25-yard line. Out across the 27. And the Beavers come up with an interception. Making the interception was Blankenship. Came up with the football. Intended receiver over the middle. Blankenship just stepped right in front of him and picked that one off. So Justin Pierce shows his first interception of the season. And the Beavers have the football back. First and 15, starting this drive at their own 27-yard line. It'll be first and 15 from the 27 for the Beavers. Quarterback Anthony Reeder has the back stacked in the I formation. The ends are set in tight. Flips the ball back to his trailing back, who's hit immediately in the backfield. Ian Reardon was the ball carrier, and he's wrapped up in the backfield for a loss on the play. Looks like who got the stop on him there? I didn't.
Number 30, but I don't have a number.
For Pawnee City?
Dylan Lane.
Okay.
Dylan Lane.
Second down.
Second down 16 for the Earth.
All right. The football now spotted just across the 27. Second down and 15 yards to go. Fake the handoff. Rolling to his right. Pass is going to be complete out to the right side to Blankenship. He'll have first down yardage. Blankenship across midfield has it down to about the 37-yard line of the Pawnee City Indians.
Justin Pierce was on that tackle right away.
Nice job there by Anthony Reeder to find Blankenship as receiver in the open space out there. It'll be first and 10 for the Beavers, now in Pawnee City territory at the 37-yard line. 5:34 to play first period. No score. Quarterback Anthony Reeder. Back stacked in the I formation. Reeder turns, flips it back to Reardon. Reardon right up the middle. He'll be hit after a gain out across the 35. He stops short of the 30. They'll mark the ball at about the 31-yard line.
There were three guys in on that tackle, Randy. Yes, number 25, Dawson Wilkinson, led the tackle there.
So the football is going to be just outside the 30 at the 31. After a gain of 5, it'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go. I'm still having trouble getting used to this first and 15 thing here.
Yeah.
5-yard gain is still second down to 10. All right, quarterback Anthony Reeder. This time he'll split the backs on either side of him up behind the line of scrimmage. In motion from right to left comes Reardon. They pitch the ball to Reardon. He's going to be hit and dropped. A flag is thrown, and we've got our first flag of the season. Reardon is drugged down outside the 30 at about the 31-yard line. Let's see what the penalty is going
to
be.
Jeff Farwell was on that tackle, just wrapped his arms around him and threw him to the ground close to the goal line.
Holding is the call on the Beavers. They'll be called for holding. Now, there was very little, if any, gain on the play. There may be some decision to make here for Pawnee City, whether they just want to let them eat the down. In six-man football, that's such an open game. They will take the penalty yardage. They're going to mark it off against them. The holding penalty is going to put the ball back into Beaver territory at the 38-yard line is where they'll mark it. Clock shows 4:45 to play here in the first quarter, and still no score in six-man football. How about that? It's going to be second down, and we're going to call it about 18 yards to go now with the football at the 38-yard line of the Beavers. The quarterback, Anthony Reeder, a 145-pound junior, comes in with the play from Coach Michael Roscoe on second down and 21. Reeder, hands under center this time, one back behind him, split to the left is Blankenship, hands to Blankenship on an inside handoff. He's hit immediately. Got a gain of a couple, maybe three. He's in across the 40-yard line to the 39. Still going to bring up third down and about 18 or 17 yards to go.
Jeff Harwell was again on that tackle.
So the football spotted down at the 39-yard line. Third down, 17 yards to go. Third and long for the Beavers. Still no score in this contest. Six-man football. We're used to seeing a track meet when we have six-man games. Not such so far. Defenses are playing tough. Anthony Reeder is the quarterback. This time he'll set Blankenship deep in the backfield. Ian Reardon also back there. Quarterback Reeder takes a snap. He rolls to his right, wants to throw the football. Downfield, he's throwing long, has a receiver, and the pass is underthrown. He was looking for Jacob Reeves. And Reeves, the ball just underthrown down near the 10-yard line. The scary part for Pawnee City fans is Reeves had some space there. He was behind the coverage.
Anthony Kling and Dawson Wilkinson both did a great job on coverage there.
So now it's fourth down and 17 yards to go from the 39-yard line. A punting situation. I believe we said earlier that was Kling back to receive the punt, wasn't it, Anthony Kling?
Yeah.
So Kling will stand at his own 15-yard line. Grandma Judy Schultz in the stands down here in front of us watching the grandsons play. Oh, they don't line up in a punting situation. Look at this. Fourth down, 17. They're going to go for it. They run the ball out to the left, breaking tackles, running the football. To the left side is Ian Reardon. He stopped well short of the first down. So a gamble there by the Beavers that did not pay off on fourth down. The Pawnee City defense is held.
And that was Dawson Wilkinson on the tackle.
Dawson Wilkinson. He makes the tackle. Is he the big guy that we were talking about earlier, 110 pounds?
110 pounds, yeah.
All 110 pounds of him made that stop. All right, Pawnee City will have the football. They'll have it at the 30-yard line. Looks like we've got a timeout for a water break here for the kids. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Pawnee City Indians football on Sunny 101.3.
Whether you're looking to save for a rainy day or retirement, Frontier Bank has you covered with a variety of investment options. Hurry in for a promotional rate of 5.15 APY on a 7-month CD. $10,000 minimum deposit required. Yes, you heard that right. 7 months, 5.15 APY. Stop in or visit frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region, Sunny 101.3.
Well, our officials took an official time out here to give the kids a water break. They're being careful to take care of these young men out here on a warm evening. Our officiating crew tonight, a number of my friends on this one, Chris Erickson, Sam Smith, Eric McMurray, Wade Spencer, and Jason Booth are our officials. Folks down in the Auburn, Johnson, Brock, Villarreal area, those names may sound very familiar to you, all members of the faculty down that way. So with the water break, they're giving the kids a chance to get a drink and get cooled off here. A very wise thing to do, I'm sure. It's not as bad as we had worried about out here.
Yeah, it was supposed to be above 90 degrees. It was 88 at game time, but the entire field is right now in the sun. So it's a lot warmer down there than it is up here because we have a very nice breeze up here in the press box. As we get ready for the next play, I'll throw it back to Randy.
All right. Football will be spotted at the 30-yard line, first and 15 for the Indians. Quarterback is Justin Pierce. Pierce sets in a shotgun formation with a running back behind him. Split wide receivers to the left. Pitches the ball back to the trailing back, McLaughlin. McLaughlin with running room on the left side. Gets the ball across the 35 out to the 36-yard line. He'll have a gain of 5 on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 10 yards to go for the Indians.
Now with Mikey Blankenship on that tackle.
Football marked now at the 36-yard line of Pawnee City. 3:08 to play first quarter. Somewhat surprisingly, still no score in this contest. Six-man football. We are accustomed to seeing scores up in the 50s and 60s, and that's not happening tonight thus far. Second down, 10 yards to go from the 36-yard line. Justin Pierce in the shotgun puts a man in motion. Jet Farwell from left to right. Hand the ball to Farwell. He comes around the right corner, gets across midfield, across the 40, fights his way forward down to the 37-yard line. That's where they'll mark it, and it'll bring up third down and about 4 yards to go now for the Indians.
That was Jacob Reeves on the tackle.
Spot the football at the 37-yard line, third down and 4, Pawnee City. Justin Pierce runs to the sideline to pick up the play here from Coach Scott Brumbaugh. Big welcome to all of our listeners out of the St. Edward area, the Beaver fans. Glad to have you with us on MSCSports.net. Third down and 4 at the 37-yard line. Justin Pierce in the shotgun. Unbalanced line. Everybody split to the left. Takes a snap, rolls to his left. Pitches the ball back to McLaughlin. McLaughlin hit at the line of scrimmage, fights forward for a yard or two, but he's going to be stopped short of the 35-yard line and about a yard and a half short of the first down. So now Pawnee City with their first decision to make here. Fourth down, a little more than a yard to go.
Ian Reardon and Jacob Reeves teamed up for that tackle.
Spot the football just outside the 35. We'll call it fourth down and a long yard. It looks like Pawnee City's going after this one. They'll line up. Remember, the first one the ball is snapped to cannot advance it past the line of scrimmage. McLaughlin sets on the right hip of Justin Pierce in the shotgun formation. He wants to throw the football. Pierce sets up. He's got all kinds of time. Dumps it over the middle. Pass complete. McLaughlin has a first down inside the 30, down to the 26-yard line. Man, boy, that play was slow in developing. He had forever to stand back there and finally found Jesse McLaughlin for the first down completion down to the 26-yard line.
Anthony Reeder and Dalton Wilson were on that tackle.
Spot the football at the 26, first down and 15. A minute 13 to play in the first quarter. Still no score here at Friend, Nebraska. My name is Randy Gatula, seated alongside Lori Gatula, our statistician and color commentator. Seth Thompson, our producer-engineer for tonight's broadcast. And Ray Penning, our producer-engineer in training. Ray, welcome aboard. First down and 15. Football at the 26-yard line. Pawnee City calling his count is Justin Pierce. Pierce has the snap. It's just about to the right side. Running with it is Farwell. And he's got room. No, check that. That's Anthony Kling carrying the football. And Kling has it down to the 20-yard line. He'll have a gain of 6 on the carry. And it'll bring up second down at the 9 yards to go with the football on the right side hash mark at the 20-yard line of the St. Edward Beavers.
Coming in for the tackle on that one was Ian Reardon.
Spot the football at the 20-yard line. Second down. 9 yards to go for Pawnee City. They had Anthony Kling back there lined up in the backfield as the running back that time. Justin Pierce over here having a lengthy conversation with the coaching staff before they bring the play in. Boy, this is taking a long time to get the play called here. Do we have a timeout taken? I'm not sure what's taking place. Now we're going to have a timeout called. St. Edward takes timeout. Oh, time runs out. That's what we're looking at, the end of the quarter. So after one quarter, no score here at Friend, Pawnee City, and St. Edward will take a one-minute timeout. Be back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
If you want it, we've probably got it. At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Just going to put out that reminder, we have all of our Gravely lawnmowers. You have an extra rebate right now, anywhere from $100 all the way up to $1,000 on Gravely mowers. And don't forget, 48-month, 0% interest with available credit. So come on in, check out our new Gravelys today. Give them a test drive. Gravely, we'll keep you cutting.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Hey, welcome you back to Friend, Nebraska. No score after one quarter, a scoreless football game, and that's unusual in six-man football. We're used to seeing a lot of offense out here. Got a lot of football coming up next weekend for you. We want to talk a little bit about the broadcast for you. In fact, four big football games coming up next Thursday and Friday. Lori?
Okay, Thursday, August 24th, here on Sunny 101.3, Johnson Brock will be hosting Southern High. It's a late start time for that one, with kickoff set at 7:30. Tommy Grafton will join Randy for the coverage.
All right, we'll tell you more about the games. We've got two games Thursday night and two games Friday night coming up. Looking forward to that. Back to live action here. We move to the second quarter. Pawnee City second down and 9 at the 20-yard line. Here's a snap and the handoff. Running to the left side is Jet Farwell. Turns the corner, the 15, the 20, the 10, the 5, the goal line, and he's in for the touchdown. Jet Farwell for the touchdown from 20 yards out, so we've got our first points on the board of the night. A 20-yard touchdown run by Jet Farwell has put the Indians on top here, 6-0. The score coming with 9 minutes and 51 seconds to play in the second quarter. That's unusual to see a quarter of scoreless football and six-man football. They're going to try and kick this thing and go for two. Now, keep in mind, a kicked extra point is worth two. Believe in there is Farwell to kick it. Is that right? Waiting for the snap. The ball will be spotted at the 10. It's the equivalent of a 20-yard field goal. The ball is down. The kick is up, and it is no good. Could not get it through, so Pawnee City, Anthony Kling was the kicker. Didn't get it through there, but Pawnee City goes on top now, 6-0. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The Scoring Drive Recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. That's Scoring Drive for Pawnee City. 7 plays, 43 yards. Capped off by a 20-yard carry by Jet Farwell for the TD. The conversion kick failed, and Pawnee City goes on top 6-0 with 9:51 to play here in the first half. Again, this Scoring Drive Recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn. All right, Indians ready to kick the football away. They have it teed up at the 30-yard line. Coming forward, here's the kick. Short end over ender is going to bounce. It's going to roll out of bounds just inside the 15-yard line. And now the Beavers have several options here in six-man football. And I wish I could describe them exactly. They can make Pawnee City kick it over. They can take it where it went out of bounds. Right now the referee is over there explaining that to Coach Roscoe. We want to mention again Coach Michael Roscoe. We really appreciate his help. We were on the phone with him a couple of times this week and very helpful in preparing for our broadcast. He was excited to share our website with his fans out at St. Edward so they can listen in. It appears that the Beavers are going to just take the football first and 10 at the 25-yard line. That's one of their options rather than making them re-kick it. So it'll be first and 10 St. Edward at their own 25-yard line, trailing 6-0 with 9:51 to play in the first half. Quarterback Anthony Reeder is under center this time with the back stack behind him in the I formation. Pitches back to his trailing back, running to the right side, and dropped is going to be Ian Reardon. Reardon, without a lot of running room here on the near side, is brought down after a short gain.
Justin Pierce on that shoestring tackle.
Get a gain of 2 on the play. We'll call it second down and 13 yards to go. The line of scrimmage now at the 27.5, nearly the 28-yard line is where they mark it. Beavers will have the football there. Reeder brings the play in from the side. Anthony Reeder, they list him at 145 pounds. Boy, he doesn't look very big under center back there as he takes the snap. Got the back set on either side, just outside the ends. Inside handoff goes to Reardon. He's got running room at the 40, down to the 50, the 20. He may take it all the way down. He's going to get caught and drug down inside the 5-yard line. Ian Reardon caught from behind and stopped just short of the goal line. Kling ran him down over there on the far sideline. Anthony Kling had the speed to get him and had the angle. Looked like he was gone there for a little bit, but Kling was able to accelerate and close the gap on him. Football is going to be marked near the 3-yard line, I believe. It'll be first down and goal. Anthony Reeder, back stacked in the I formation, reared in the top of the I. Blankenship is the fullback. Taking the snap is Reeder. Gives off to his fullback. He'll carry it in for the touchdown. Mikey Blankenship. Blankenship, that is, carries it in for the TD. It'll be a 3-yard touchdown run. The score coming with 8 minutes and 54 seconds to play here in the second quarter. A 3-yard run for Blankenship. That makes us all tied up at 6 apiece. Now they're going to try and kick for 2 here. Reeder will be the kicker, holding his Reardon. There's a snap. The ball is down. The ball is up, and it is no good. It fails, and the score remains tied at 6 apiece with 8:54 to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to the game. This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
That St. Edward scoring drive took just 3 plays to cover 55 yards. Mikey Blankenship carried in on a 3-yard touchdown carry. The big run by Ian Reardon took it all the way down to the 3. The conversion attempt failed, and we're tied at 6 apiece. So after no score at all in the first quarter, we've got 2 quick touchdowns here in the second. This is more like the 6-man football that we're used to.
Yeah.
Football will be teed up by the Beavers. Set to kick it away is Jacob Reeves. He has it teed at the 30. Back deep to return it for Pawnee City is Jeff Farwell. There's the kick, a low bouncing kick. Farwell will field the ball at the 12. He's to the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, 35, midfield the 40, down the right sideline the 30, the 10, the 5, and he's going to take it for the touchdown. He fielded that ball at the 13-yard line. That will be a 67-yard kickoff return, 67 yards by Farwell, Jet Farwell, and that's what we're used to seeing in six-man football, Lori.
That was a great run, Randy. Mason Spence just about had him on. He was trying to get him on that last run, but
67 yards, and he did it in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
All right, now we'll try for the conversion once again. I believe that was Kling that was trying to kick it. Anthony Kling. Kling to kick as we wait for the snap from center. These extra points can be important in this game. The ball is down. Kling's kick is up. This one is long enough, and it's good. Kling got it through for the two, and Pawnee City goes on top 14-6 with 8:44 to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We have another scoring recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
Well, that Pawnee City touchdown came on a 67-yard kickoff return by Jet Farwell. Got free and got down the right sideline, outran the coverage and took it in for the TD. Anthony Kling kicked the two-point conversion, and Pawnee City goes on top 14-6 with 8:44 to play here in the first half. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. All right, Pawnee City ready to kick the football away, teeing it up, Trey Martini. Martini is the kickoff man.
Anthony Reeder
back deep to return it, I believe, is Reardon.
Yeah.
And, no, check that. That's Anthony Reeder back there. Reeder, the deep man, and the ball over his head out of bounds. And, boy, did Martini get a toe in that one. He kicked that thing halfway out of the stadium here. That's back by downtown Friend. We are in Friend, Nebraska tonight. Beautiful facility, beautiful evening. A little on the warm side for the players maybe, but we're right at the 40-yard line here on the west side with the sun at our back. That's a handy thing. Once in a while, we end up looking into that sun, and that becomes a challenge. The football is at the 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the St. Edward Beavers. They come over the ball with Anthony Reeder at quarterback. Single setback set behind him is Reardon. Reeder takes the snap, pitches the ball back to Reardon. He runs the left side. He's hit in the backfield, then fights his way forward across the line of scrimmage, has the football out to about the 17-yard line. We'll give him a gain of 2 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 13 yards to go.
Dylan Lane was in on that tackle, Randy.
So, second down, 13 yards to go from the 17-yard line for the St. Edward Beavers. You've got Anthony Reeder is the quarterback. Ian Reardon and Mikey Blankenship are the running backs. Blankenship sets out to the right. Reardon is the deep back set behind the quarterback, Anthony Reeder. Reeder takes the snap, inside handoff, goes to Blankenship. Blankenship tries to run off the left side of center. He has the ball across the 20-yard line, out to around the 22 or 23-yard line. We'll give him a gain of about 5 on the carry, and it'll bring up third down and still 7 yards to go.
He was brought down on that play by Anthony Kling.
So now the football at the 23-yard line, third down and 7. For the Beavers, clock running, 7 minutes, 44 seconds to play in the first half, 14-6, Pawnee City on top. Beavers come over the football. Under center is Anthony Reeder, the quarterback. Reeder takes the snap. Fumble on the football, everybody after. Beavers got back on it. Making the fumble recovery was Mikey Blankenship, but it's back inside the 20, a loss on the play back to near the 19-yard line, and now it's going to bring up third down and long.
Trey Martin was also going after that ball. For the Pawnee City Indians.
Spot the football at the 19-yard line, fourth down, and about 11 yards to go. Again, they look like they're lining up. Yes, they are in a punt formation. They'll punt it out of here on fourth down, waiting for the snap. They snapped it to the short man. The ball is loose. Pawnee City chasing after it. Indians are going to have the ball regardless of who falls on it. Inside the 5-yard line. They tried a little trickery on a fake punt, and the gamble did not pay off. Pawnee City will have the football inside the 5-yard line. Who got on it there? I think the Beavers actually recovered it, but it doesn't matter. It's still going to be Pawnee City's football.
Yeah, and forcing that was Trey Martini and Jesse McLaughlin.
McLaughlin and Martini got in there. The ball is at the 3-yard line, so what a break. This drive begins at the 3-yard line for Pawnee City. They'll come over the football and try and strike quickly here. Hayden Binder leads them up there. He's the center. Tegmeyer and Kling are the ends. The backs are set on either side of Justin Pierce in the background. In motion goes Farwell out to the left. Now waiting for the snap. Pierce has the football. Turns, gives the ball off, running to the left. On the carry is Dusty McLaughlin for the touchdown.
He runs in untouched, Randy.
Going down, Indians.
Jesse McLaughlin, a 3-yard touchdown run for Pawnee City, and the Indians jump out now to a 20-6 lead. Well, what a break there for Pawnee City to get the turnover inside the 5-yard line. Score coming with 6 minutes and 53 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Indians will line up to go for the 2-point kick again. Anthony Kling to kick it. Holding the football will be Jet Farwell. Farwell to hold and Kling to kick. Going for the 2-point conversion. When you kick it in 6 man, it's worth 2. Farwell waiting for the snap. Long count, has the football, the ball is down, kick is up, he has the length, and the kick is good. Got it through, and the score goes 22-6. Pawnee on top, 6:53 to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Lewis Implement, your implement dealer in Humboldt, is ready to help you for a successful harvest season with parts, sales, and service. It is now early order buying time for Kinsey planters and carts for the 2024 season. Lewis Implement has been proudly serving the community since 1949. Stop in or call Lewis Implement in Humboldt at 402-625-7920.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The Score and Recap Drive is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
6:53 to play here in the first half. 22-6, Pawnee City on top. The score, 1 play, 3 yards by Jesse McLaughlin after the ball was covered up at the 3-yard line on a muff punt there. They tried a little trickery on the punt, turned the ball over, and Pawnee City capitalized quickly. Anthony Kling kicked the 2-point conversion, and that puts Pawnee City out on top now 22-6. With 6:53 to play here in the first half, we've got another water break timeout going here. Boy, we were talking earlier about games that we've got coming up next weekend. We mentioned the Thursday night game at Johnson. We've got another game going Thursday.
We do. Also on Thursday the 24th on our sister station, KTNC, Lucas Freshel will be in Humboldt as the HTRS Titans host the Raiders from Omaha Brownell Talbot. That will be a 7 o'clock p.m. kickoff on 1230 a.m. and 107.1 FM.
And then we'll have a couple of games coming up Friday night also. We'll tell you about those just a little bit later. I believe Kling is going to tee the ball up at the 30-yard line. Back deep to return it is Anthony Reeder. He's the quarterback. He's also the deep return man. He's going to wait near the goal line this time because they kicked it into the end zone on him. Oh, another deep kickoff into the end zone, out of the end zone, and down to Main Street at Friend. Trey Martini has got quite a leg here. Man, he's kicking the cover off that thing, and the ball goes into the end zone, and that means that the Beavers will have to start once again at their own 15-yard line. That's where they began their last drive, and things didn't work out so well. You know, twice in a row now, they've tried some trickery on punting the ball. You have to wonder, maybe they don't have a punter. They tried something there, and I thought after it blew up in their face the first time, they'd be try it again. Here's the snap. Into the handoff goes to Reardon in the backfield, and Reardon is hit immediately. Big defensive play by the Indians.
That was number 30, Dylan Lane, on that tackle.
Lane in there to make the stop on him. I see we've got Lane out in numerical order here, too, on the roster. Just realized that.
That's okay.
Second down and 16 yards to go after a loss of a yard by Reardon. The football back to the 14-yard line. St. Edward over the football. Anthony Reeder stacks the backs in the I formation behind him this time. Reardon in the top of the I. They pitch the ball to Reardon. He'll run to the left side. Reardon is going to be hit near the line of scrimmage. He'll have a short gain of about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. Just gets the ball across the 15-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 14 yards to go.
Jeff Farwell and Justin Pierce were both in on that tackle.
So now the football is marked just outside the 15 at about the 16-yard line. I'm going to have a little fun here, Lori, and play with one of the toys we brought with us tonight.
The binoculars.
The ball is at the 16-yard line. Clock shows 5:47 to play in the first half. Our score 22-6. Pawnee City on top. Reeder is going to set deep in the backfield with his backs behind him. This is that confusing formation that blew up on them last time. Let's see what they do. They snap it back. to the deep man. He wants to throw the ball, rolling to his left, looking down the sideline. He's going to run and be dropped in the backfield. Well, that's three times tonight that the Beavers have lined up in that rather unorthodox-looking formation, and all three times it's blown up in their face.
Yeah, he was just shut down that time by Jeff Farwell.
Farwell had that one diagnosed and was in the backfield, dropped him for a loss back inside the 15 to the 14, and now it's fourth down and 16 yards to go. We've got a timeout taken on the field with 5:07 to go. Timeout on the field. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Pawnee City Indians football on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Friend Nebraska. Randy and Lori Gatula with you here at GameSite. Also with us, we have Seth Tollefson, our producer-engineer tonight, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios, working tonight alongside Ray Penning. Seth, if you could do us a little favor there, my friend, just a little housekeeping note on those bumps that come back to us, if we could kill that music after the Sunny 101.3. It's covering us up here a little bit, my friend. We'd appreciate that. Fourth down and 16 yards to go. The football now at the 14-yard line. Let's see what the Beavers will do here. On their last couple of punt attempts, things did not go well for them, and Pawnee City capitalized on the last one, turning it into a quick score when they got the ball at the 3-yard line. The punter is going to stand inside the 5 at about the 4-yard line. They snap it back to him. He'll run with the football. They're going to try it again. Runs it upfield, breaks a tackle across the 20 to 25, and he did not get there. They stopped him short of the first down across the 25 at the 27. So they just keep gambling on the punts, and Pawnee City rises to the occasion every time. Who got him?
He was walloped back there by Anthony Kling. Anthony came up with what looked like an ankle injury, but he's walking it off and doing fine.
Grandma Judy Schultz with a big smile on her face down here watching her grandson make that tackle. I have a little history with that family. Coach John Schultz was my high school football coach. He'd be the grandpa to the Kling boys that are playing for Pawnee City. More than a couple of years ago. First down and 10, Pawnee City. The football is going to be spotted at the 27-yard line of the Beavers. So Pawnee City with the short field on a first down here. Let's see what they can do with it. The Indians up 22-6 after a scoreless first quarter. Justin Pierce has the snap, wants to throw down the left sideline. He has a receiver. Pass complete, touchdown, Anthony Kling. The line of scrimmage was the 27-yard line. It will be a 27-yard touchdown pass to Anthony Kling, and Pawnee City starting to take control of this football game up now 28-6.
Dennis Bernal was the last hope on the St. Edward's team to get that tackle, but Anthony Kling just was able to get away.
Justin Pierce put that ball right on the money, too. Scoring with 4:46 to play here. In the second quarter, now the try for the conversion. Anthony Kling to kick, waiting for the snap. Long count at the line, very long count. Now the ball is down, kick is up. He has the length, and the kick is good. He got her through, and our score goes 30-6. Pawnee City on top with 4:46 to play here in the first period. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Cap That's presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Well, another single play scoring drive for Pawnee City, short and sweet. One play, 27 yards, a touchdown pass from Justin Pierce to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling kicks the two-point conversion, and Pawnee City goes up now 30-6 with 4:46 to play here in the first half. The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by, see Tasha or Jake Arm Connect in Auburn. Here's the kickoff, driving end over ender, into the end zone, out of the end zone. I can tell you one thing, there aren't going to be many kickoff returns tonight for the Beavers. Pawnee City's Martini is just kicking the football, not only into the end zone, but out of the end zone and out into the area behind it. This is a beautiful facility. It was laid out here, obviously, originally as a 100-yard field, and they shortened it by 10 yards on each end. Thus, we have these giant green spaces out in both end zones to kick the ball into. All right, over the football. Here come the Beavers on first and 10 from the 15. Handoff goes up the middle, running tough across the 20, out near the 23-yard line. Carrying the football is Mikey Blankenship.
Anthony Kling and Trey Martini both on that tackle.
Spot the football now at the 23-yard line is where we'll mark it. And it'll bring second down, and we'll call it about 7 yards to go here now for the Beavers as they come over the football. Clock shows 4:17 to play in the first half. Pawnee City has opened up a 30-6 advantage now over the St. Edward Beavers here at Friend. Beavers over the football. Anthony Reeder on second down and about 7 to go. Puts a man in motion. Pitches the ball back. They're going to do a throwback looking for Reeder. Reeder's there, but the pass is intercepted, making the interception for Pawnee City. Jeff Farwell. He's back to the 35, the 30. Comes out to the left to the 25. He's at the 20. He's got a block. He's at the 10. In at the 5. Broken tackle. He'll take it for the touchdown. A 40-yard interception return all the way for the touchdown by Jeff Farwell. How about that one?
That was exciting. Exciting catch.
Farwell stepped in front of the intended receiver at the 40-yard line, took it 40 yards on the intercepted pass for the touchdown. Wait a minute, we've got a flag. A flag on the play, they may bring it back. Yes, they will. Holding is going to be the call against Pawnee City, so scratch that one. Didn't see that flag back up the field here until the dust settled. Nevertheless, a great job by Farwell to get the interception and get down this left sideline. Had some blocking in front of him, but a holding call is going to negate that return. That won't change the possession, however. Pawnee City will still have the football. The penalty occurred on the interception return. They'll mark off penalty yardage against the Indians. And with the penalty yardage, the football will be brought out to the 36-yard line.
Our presenting sponsor for this game is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service, and they have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas.
Big welcome to Bruna Implement, Case IH in Humboldt, joining us for the broadcast this season. First and 10, Pawnee City. Hand the ball off to Farwell, I believe, is coming to the left side. No, carrying the football, Justin Pierce. Cross me up there. Pierce gave to Jesse McLaughlin. McLaughlin got the ball down to the 27-yard line. A nice gain of 10 yards on the carry. And it'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go for the Indians.
Jacob Reeves was on that tackle, Randy.
Pawnee City Indians finishes the state runner-up in the championship game last season. They're starting off in style here tonight. Up 30-6 right now over the St. Edward Beavers. We're live from the Friend, Nebraska tonight. 6-man high school football. Week 0 contest. Second down and 5. Justin Pierce in a shotgun formation has a snap. Back to his trailing back, Farwell. Farwell wants to throw deep. He's got a receiver and just overthrows Anthony Kling, the intended receiver. Kling was 5 yards behind the coverage in the end zone, but Farwell just overthrew him, couldn't drop it in there.
Anthony Reeder was right there alongside him, step by step.
So now the football is going to be spotted. After the incompletion, they'll bring it back here and put it at the 27-yard line. It'll bring up third down. Third down for the Indians with about 5 yards to go at the 27 of the Beavers. Still 2:58 left to play in the first half of the ballgame. 30-6 if you're just checking in with us. Pawnee City leading the St. Edward Beavers. On third down and five, Justin Pierce, the quarterback, puts two wide receivers wide to the right this time. Jet Farwell sets in a slot to the right side. They pitch the ball back to the trailing back, rolling to his right. Anthony Kling, he'll keep the football, turns it up the sideline. He's got room. Kling's going to take it all the way to the goal line for the touchdown. How about that? Anthony Kling, 27 yards for the touchdown. The score coming with 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the second quarter. What a job.
That was a great job on that one for Anthony Kling.
Kling was in the backfield as a deep man. Looked like maybe he wanted to throw the football. Then he tucked it under and took off down the right sideline when he saw that he had some room. And now Anthony Kling will come in to try and kick the conversion once again. He's made 2 out of 3 here, I believe, so far. And I don't know, check that. 3 out of 4 on these conversion kicks. So he's hitting 75% right now. Let's see what he can do. Batting 750. That's not too bad an average.
That's not too bad. And he is all over the field.
There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. Again, it's plenty long. And it is good. He got it. And that puts our score now 38-6. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for 1, 2, or 3 lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a 4th line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Robelizabeth? She's not gonna like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
This score and drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha ArmConnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
That touchdown score, a 27-yard run by Anthony Kling, capped off a 3-play, 37-yard drive. The score coming with 2:48 to play here in the second quarter. Anthony Kling also kicked the 2-point conversion, making the score now 38-6. Pawnee City in command here with 2:48 to go in the first half. Indians ready to kick it away. Let's see if Martini can put another one through the end zone. Trey Martini's been kicking it hard, and look at that. That's the longest one yet. That ball landed only about a yard inside the back line of the end zone and then rolled out into the green space. What a weapon. You know, that's something that goes under the radar. Trey Martini able to kick that football out of the end zone, especially if a team has a speedster that's capable of returning to the kickoffs. You just take that part of the game away from them when you're able to kick it that deep into the end zone.
Very definitely.
They'll bring it out now to the 15-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 for the St. Edward Beavers, starting from their own 15-yard line. Quarterback is Anthony Reeder. 1st and 15. Thank you, Lori. I knew I'd say it. We were betting on how long it'd take me to say that. There's a handoff up the middle and nothing doing there. Carrying the football is Blankenship. Blankenship is wrapped up immediately by Pawnee City's Justin Pierce. Pierce just met him with a big old bear hug right at about the line of scrimmage. He carried Pierce forward for a couple, maybe 3. He'll put the football out to the 18-yard line. It'll bring up 2nd down and 12 yards to go now. 2nd and 12 for the Beavers from their own 18-yard line. Reeder, 145-pound junior quarterback, has Mikey Blankenship and Ian Reardon in the backfield with it. Blankenship to the right, Reardon in the top of the eye. Pitch the ball back to Reardon. He tries to run to the right. No place to go. Going to be hit again by Justin Pierce. I'll tell you, Pierce is in the backfield about as quickly as the football gets there.
He is, for sure.
Pierce doing a great job defensively here tonight. I don't see Grandma here, so I would not be surprised if Grandma Flo Jones isn't tuned in tonight listening to the broadcast tonight. Justin's having a great ball game out here at Friend, Nebraska. The loss on the play puts the football back to the 15-yard line, and now it's 3rd down and 15 yards to go once again for the Beavers of St. Edward. Folks from Pawnee City wondering, where is St. Edward? It's about 30 miles northwest of Columbus. We've been out in that territory, Humphrey St. Francis, Lindsay Holy Family. We've done a ton of games in that neighborhood. On 3rd and 15, they're back to pass. Rolling to the left is Reeder. Reeder in trouble, and he's got to be sacked and dropped back inside the 5-yard line, and now a flag comes in. Uh-oh. That might go against the Indians, and that would be unfortunate. Pawnee City was very happy about the tackle they got for the huge loss. A little excessive celebration, unsportsmanlike flag is... Oh, the unsportsmanlike is thrown on the Beavers. Pawnee City was celebrating, and I thought for a moment maybe the Indians were getting carried away with their celebration, but instead the unsportsmanlike call goes against the Beavers, so apparently getting tackled back inside your own five-yard line made a young man unhappy enough to get an unsportsmanlike flag, and that's the last thing the Beavers need because they had just given Pawnee City the ball at the three-yard line, and now they're going to lose half the distance to the goal line.
Trey Martini was on that tackle for the Indians.
So the Indians are going to have the ball. Well, let's see. It's going to end up being spotted at about the three-yard line. That's where they mark it. Now, Pawnee City had the ball handed to them at the three-yard line earlier this evening. It took just one play to capitalize. Let's see what they can do this time. Got a timeout taken on the field with a minute 15 to go in the first half. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. Live from Friend, Nebraska, you're listening to Pawnee City Football on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Back at Friend, Nebraska with high school football, the Pawnee City Indians on top 38-6 over the St. Edward Beavers. A minute 15 to play still here in the first half of this one, and the Indians have just been handed the football at the three-yard line of St. Edward. When they've been down there in the red zone, they've been very successful tonight. Let's see how long it takes to punch it in here. Not sure what we're setting up for. Look at this. Oh, they keep the ball back to the Beavers. I thought they tackled him and had it on downs, but they're going to be able to punt the ball out of the end zone. I beg your pardon. My apologies. It's going to be a punting situation. They block him. They're going to catch him in the end zone for a safety. And they'll have him for the two-point safety. Now, the scoring is different in six-man, but that should be worth two.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, and that puts our score now to 40-6.
That was Trey Martini back in the end zone.
My apologies for that. I thought for all the world Pawnee City had the football down there, but that was not the case. I guess the flag being thrown got my attention. They had a chance to punt it and ended up getting the safety. Martini, is that who got him?
Yes.
Trey Martini will get credit for those 2 points as he went in there and made the tackle for the 2-point safety. So with 1:10 to go, the score goes 40-6, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
We still have to do this.
Make plans for the 14th annual Cobblestone Fun Run and Walk this Saturday, August 26th, hosted by Community Medical Center in Falls City. All races will start at 7 a.m., and proceeds go to cancer care in our community. Register online at cmcfc.org. Click on Community tab, then Events, fill out the form, and return to Linda Santo at Community Medical Center. It's the 14th annual Cobblestone Fun Run and Walk this Saturday, August 26th at 7 a.m., hosted by and starting and finishing at Community Medical Center. Center in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Indians put another 2 points up there on a 2-point safety. Trey Martini got in and tackled the punter in the end zone. Makes it 40-6 now with 1:10 to play here in the first half. A free kick now for the Beavers. They'll stand at their own 10-yard line and have a free kick as we wait for the punt. They'll punt it away, a low driving punt, going to be picked up at the 30-yard line. Carrying it forward across the 40 is Jet Farwell to the right side, the 30, the 25, the 20. Farwell to the 10, the 5. He'll take it for the touchdown. Farwell fielded that ball at the 35-yard line, and that will be a 45-yard return by Jet Farwell. And Pawnee City just taking control of this thing now here. On the punt return, Farwell takes it all the way in for the touchdown. Just like that, out of nowhere, Pawnee City has jumped out to a 46-6 lead. Now in to try and kick the 2-point conversion will be Anthony Kling.
Yes,
waiting for the snap from center. thing to try and kick it. They take a long count on these extra points. There it is. Kling's kick is up. Again, he has the distance. And it's good. Anthony Kling on the kick makes a score, 48-6, and still 1 minute to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee City Indians are just finding about every way you can to score points here. They had a two-point safety a moment ago, and then in the ensuing free kick after the two-point safety, Jeff Falwell returns it 45 yards for a touchdown. Anthony Kling adds yet another two-point conversion kick. Let's see. I think he's made one, two, three, four. He's 5 out of 6 on two-point conversions. Missed the first one of the season. He's made 5 in a row since. Here's Trey Martini again kicking the football into the end zone, rolling out of the back of the end zone. I mentioned it a minute ago. That really takes away one whole phase of the game. The return game just is non-existent here for the Beavers because of Martini's ability to kick that ball into the end zone on a regular basis.
Anthony Reeder has been back there each time just waiting for a chance at that ball, but it just goes into the end zone.
So, with 1 minute to play here in the first half, the football at the 15-yard line. Beavers with the football. Anthony Reeder with split backs in the backfield calls his starting count. He puts a man in motion, gives an inside handoff to Mikey Blankenship. Blankenship carrying the pile with him. Hey, he's running tough. Blankenship had 3 or 4 defenders on him, and he just carried him an extra 3 or 4 yards and got the football all the way out to the 25-yard line. We're going to have a timeout taken, I believe, here on the field. Timeout with 48 seconds to go. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy and Lori Gatula back with you here at Friend Nebraska. 48 seconds left to play in the first half of this one. And 48-6 now. Pawnee City has taken the lead and gone up big. We've got lots of football coming up next weekend. We'll tell you more about that at halftime. Coming over the football, quarterback Anthony Reeder under center has a snap. He wants to throw, rolling to his right. He's got time to throw, throws the ball over the middle, pass falls incomplete. He was looking over here for Mikey Blankenship, and in all honesty, Justin Pierce was much closer to the football than Blankenship was. It falls incomplete. That'll stop the clock with 42 seconds to play here in the first half. R.J. Hickey up here from Pawnee City operating our score clock. They have a kind of a combination of folks from St. Edward and Pawnee City work in the press box, the PA system, the spotters, the clock operators. But when it comes to radio, we got you covered. There we are. Third down and 6 yards to go for the Beavers. St. Edward takes a snap. They pitch back to the trailing back off the left side. He's going to be stopped short of the first down. Got the ball across the 25, out to the 27-yard line is where he got it.
He's stacked up by several players there. Dawson Wilkinson, I believe, was one of them.
Going to bring up a 4th-and-3 with 35 seconds to go in the half. Another timeout on the field. We'll step aside for another 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
The Nemaha County Hospital is holding a blood drive on August 31st from 8 to 1 in their classroom. The Red Cross is in critical need of blood, and your donation could save lives. Anyone who donates will receive a $10 e-gift card to a movie merchant of your choice from the Red Cross. So make your appointment today at rcblood.com/donate and then prepare for the day by eating iron-rich foods, getting plenty of sleep, and drinking extra liquids to make sure your body is hydrated. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Friend Nebraska. Just 35 seconds left to play in the first half. The Pawnee City Indians on top 48-6. St. Edward on fourth down and three. They want to go after it, and they used a hard count, and they got the Indians to jump over there. The unmentioned player jumped off sides, left defensive end. Jumped off. That'll be a 5-yard penalty. So the hard count worked there for the Beavers. They pick up a first down, and first downs have been hard to come by for the Beavers tonight. They found a way to get one there. Moves the football out to the 33-yard line, where it'll be first down and 15 yards to go. Anthony Reeder is the quarterback. He's under center. Has the backs in the I formation. Hands off to his lead back running straight forward, Mikey Blankenship. Blankenship goes across the 35 out to the 37-yard line. Give him the 38. He'll bring up second down and about 10 yards to go.
Justin Pierce on that tackle for the Pawnee City Indians.
Second down and 10 from the 38-yard line. Clock at 15, 14, and running. They may just let it run out and not try to run another play here. It appears that's what's going to happen. In all probability, they're just going to stand around and watch those last 5 seconds click off of there. And that's where we are at the half. The Pawnee City Indians leading the St. Edward Beavers 48-6 is our halftime score. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with a halftime scoring wrap coming up after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Pawnee City Indians football on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a new activity for the kids or whole family? At Heller Martial Arts, we have something for everyone. Taekwondo for all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. Anyone can do it, and you can start anytime. And your first class is free. Call today, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts at 1522 Stone Street, Fall City. And you can find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Friend Nebraska. It's halftime. Your Pawnee City Indians are leading the St. Edward Beavers. Our halftime score, Pawnee City 48, St. Edward 6. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. It's time now for our halftime scoring recap. I want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for this game is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, for parts, sales, and service, and they have 5 other locations in Northeast Kansas. That's Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. Well, it was a scoreless first quarter, and that's a bit of a novelty in six-man football. Seldom do we see a full quarter go by with no scoring, but that's what happened as we started out tonight here in Friend. However, once we got to the second period, the Pawnee City Indians fireworks was ignited. With 9:51 to play in the second quarter, Jet Farwell got onto the board with a 20-yard touchdown run. The kick failed, but the Indians went up 6-0 on a 7-play, 43-yard drive. Now, the Beavers answered right back a minute later, 8:54 to go in the second quarter. A 3-yard run by Mikey Blankenship put the Beavers on the board with 6 points. A 3-play, 55-yard drive. Their conversion attempt also failed. We were tied at 6, and it looked like maybe we had a ball game going. But from there, it was all Pawnee City. 8:44 to play in the second period, a 67-yard kickoff return by Jet Farwell for the touchdown. Anthony Kling kicked the conversion, made it 14-6. 2 minutes later, 6:53 to go second quarter, Jesse McLaughlin carried in on a 3-yard touchdown run after the Indians got the football at the 3-yard line. A 1-play, 3-yard drive. Kling's kick made it 22-6. 2 minutes later, 4:46 to go second quarter, Justin Pierce completed a 27-yard touchdown pass to Anthony Kling. Again, a 1-play scoring drive. Anthony Kling's conversion made it 30-6. With 2:48 to go in the second quarter, Anthony Kling, a 27-yard touchdown run, topped off a 3-play, 37-yard drive. His kick made it 38-6. But the Indians weren't done yet. They got a safety with 1:10 to go in the half. When Trey Martini got in and tackled the punter in the end zone for a 2-point safety, made it 40-6. In the ensuing free kick, the punt after the safety, Jet Farwell fielded it, returned the punt 45 yards for a touchdown, and again, Kling hit the kick, and suddenly it's 48-6 at halftime here at Friend with the Pawnee City Indians pretty much completely dominating the first half once they got that first quarter behind them. 48-6, that's our halftime score. Right now we're going to step aside for a 2-minute timeout, and we'll have an update of the local weather, another 2-minute break, and be back with third quarter action on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. An excessive heat warning begins at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon and continues until 10 p.m. Wednesday night. Lows dip down to about 69 tonight under clear skies, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. daytime highs approaching 102. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Mainly clear skies again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 73. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Friend, Nebraska. Welcome back to Friend. It's halftime. The Pawnee City Indians leading the St. Edward Beavers 48-6, our halftime score. I'm Randy Gatula, Lori Gatula alongside. And Lori, you want to tell our listeners about upcoming broadcasts next weekend?
I sure will. Coverage continues on Friday night, the 25th, with Sacred Heart Irish facing off against Elmwood Murdoch on KTNC. It'll be a 7 o'clock p.m. kickoff live from Peru State's Oak Bowl. And Troy Nelson will join Randy for that broadcast. And then our fourth game of the weekend will feature the Johnson County Central T-Birds hosting the Meade Raiders. Here on Sunny 101.3, Lucas Freshel will have the call with a 7 o'clock p.m. kickoff. We have lots of high school football coming up next weekend on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC.
So again, recapping Thursday night's game, Johnson Brock will be hosting Southern High. A special note, we'll have a late start on that one. That's going to be a 7:30 kickoff on Thursday night, and that's because Southern High is playing volleyball at Johnson Brock that night, and in case that thing would go into extra sets, they want to make sure they get it over with before we kick off. So that'll be a 7:30 kickoff, and that'll be here on Sunny 101.3. The other Thursday night game will be at HTRS on KTNC, and that'll be the HTRS Titans hosting the Raiders of Omaha Brownell Talbot. So four big football games next weekend on Sunny 101.3 and our sister station, KTMC. A couple of minutes away here from the start of our third quarter, our halftime score 48-6 with the Pawnee City Indians in command. We want to remind you that our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska for parts, sales, and service. They have five other locations in Northeast Kansas. We're going to step aside for a two-minute break right here, a two-minute timeout. We're going to send it back to Ray Penning, our studio engineer, for 2 minutes and be back with third quarter action on Sunny 101.3.
August is Immunization Awareness Month, and Nemaha County Hospital wants to make sure you and your family are up to date. Vaccinations are important because they help provide protection from infectious diseases and can lessen the severity of illness. As your community hospital, we know how important these vaccinations are to leading long, healthy lives. Check with your healthcare provider today to make sure your family is all caught up. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy and Lori Gatula back with you at Friend. Lori, you had a chance to get down on the track a little bit ago and meet up with a nice group of young ladies here from St. Edward.
I did. The cheerleaders here tonight are Kendra Werner, Karina Bittner, Kaylee Applegarth, Caitlin Wirth, Lydia Kittleson, Noelia Mahias, And their director is Stacy McDonald.
So all of you folks listening in online out of St. Edward, make sure you let those young ladies know that you did hear their name on the broadcast. And boy, I understand you've got at least one fan listening in Bonnie City.
I do. Bob Hickey sent a message to his son to tell me that I was doing a great job. So thank you, Bob, for that. I appreciate it. I'm a little more relaxed now that I kind of know what I'm expected of.
A lot of moving parts once you get into broadcast.
There are a lot of
sure.
moving parts.
Well, this has been an interesting first football game of the season here, week zero. Pawnee City coming off of that runner-up second-place finish in the championship game last year, taking on St. Edward, who finished 4-4 a year ago. They're under first-year head coach Michael Roscoe. He'd been an assistant there for 5 years. We started out tonight with a scoreless first quarter, and that just, John Nixon and I think have maybe seen that happen once before, where we played a whole quarter with no scoring in six-man football. That is a rarity. But, man, did the fireworks start off once we got into the second quarter. Pawnee City rolled off 48 points, and they lead it 48-6 as we get set to move into third quarter action. Next Friday night, or next Thursday night's game at Johnson-Brock, I'd like to mention, will also be simulcast on Johnson-Brock's Strive TV video stream. So you'll hear the Sunny 101.3 audio. Tommy Grafton will join me for that one, former assistant coach at Auburn High School. Tommy and I will have the audio on Sunny 101.3, and we'll be providing the play-by-play on the Strive TV feed. Well, there's something you don't see every day, a misfire on the kickoff. The Beavers came up to the line of scrimmage to kick the football, and for whatever reason, the kickoff man just ran right past the football and missed. So they throw a penalty flag. I'm not laughing at the young man. I feel for him out there. Jacob Reeves is a kickoff guy, and for whatever reason, he approached the football and just ran right past it.
Yep.
So it'll be a 5-yard penalty. They'll move the football back to the 25-yard line. Jacob Reeves will try it again here. Let's see who we got back deep for Pawnee City is Jet Farwell, and he's shown how dangerous he can be on these returns. So ready to kick it away now. For the Beavers is Jacob Reeves. Here's the kick.
Oh.
He missed it again. Missed the football a second time.
Yeah. He didn't miss it. It actually tumbled a few feet.
Actually, that's a live ball. What are they doing here? That's once the ball leaves the tee and he kicked it.
He actually did kick it.
5 yards on play.
You know what? Pawnee City's going to get the ball right there because that was a live ball. After he kicked it, it went off the tee because his foot made connection with it, and Pawnee will get the ball right there. Wow, what an unusual turn of events here. Once you kick the ball, it's football is in play. Pawnee City is going to have the ball first and 10. The officials are looking at one another and shaking their heads here.
Something must have happened today.
Yeah, the ball is going to be spotted at the 26-yard line, first and 10 for the Indians. Pawnee City's Justin Pierce calling his starting count. Has the snap. Pierce is back to pass. Rolling to the right. He's going to throw deep downfield. The pass is incomplete. Nearly intercepted, then nearly caught. The intended receiver downfield was Jet Farwell. Great defensive coverage by a pair of defenders back there. The pass fell incomplete at the 5-yard line.
That was Ian Reardon back who interrupted the pass.
So Pawnee City decided to go after everything and go for broke on the first play from scrimmage. They'll bring the ball back out to the 26-yard line. Numbers are going to be a little bit tougher to pick up here now. At the 26-yard line, it'll be second down, 15 yards to go for the Indians. Justin Pierce has Jesse McLaughlin set to his left, split wide to the left is Anthony Kling. Set to the right in a slot to the right, I believe that's McLaughlin. Quarterback Justin Pierce calling his starting count. Has a man coming in motion. Back to pass is Pierce. Pierce rolling right. Pressure there. Dumps it back to the left. Pass caught by McLaughlin. McLaughlin turns it upfield. A flag is thrown. He'll be tackled right at about the line of scrimmage. Maybe got a yard, but not any more than that. Brought down at the 25-yard line. Let's see what the penalty's going to be.
He was wrapped up by Mikey Blankenship on that play.
Penalty's going to go against the Pawnee City Indians here. Not sure. Yeah, personal foul block in the back here, I believe, is what they're going to say. And it'll be a penalty against Pawnee City. That'll back the Indians up. So the Indians, sitting on a 48-6 lead here to start this third quarter, have come out and obviously decided they're going to work on their passing game here. And so far it hasn't gone well for them. They had the pass broken up at the 5-yard line. Now the penalty yardage is going to going to mark the football clear back into Pawnee City territory at the 39-yard line, and it's going to bring up second down and 30 now from the 39-yard line. Second down and 30 yards to go from the 39. Quarterback Justin Pierce has the snap. Throws the ball out to the left. Pass is going to be complete down the left sideline. Running room inside the 25 to the 23 line. Making the reception is Jeff Farwell. Boy, Farwell's been a factor in this one. He's been all over the place.
He has been. Dalton Wilson was on that tackle.
Gain on the play of 16 yards. It'll bring up third down and 14 with the football inside the 25 at the 24-yard line. Third and 14. Clock running 8.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Pawnee City on top, 48-6. If you're just joining us here at Friend, the Indians leading the St. Edward Beavers. Quarterback Justin Pierce. Now we're going to have a timeout taken on the field with 8:17 to go in the third quarter. Pawnee City takes timeout. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Pawnee City Indians football on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy and Lori Gatula back with you here at Friend Nebraska. Seth Tollefson, our producer-engineer tonight, working along with Ray Penning. Ray, welcome to the broadcast crew. Glad to have you aboard. Pawnee City with the football, third down at 14. Pierce with the ball, wants to throw out to the right side, just overthrows his intended receiver, Anthony Kling. Kling was turning up field on the right sideline, and the ball thrown just a step out in front of him. Not quite able to get there. It'll bring up fourth down and 14 to go. The ball now will be marked at the 24-yard line, fourth down and 14, 7:53 to play in the third quarter. We're live from Friend, Nebraska tonight. The Pawnee City Indians leading the St. Edward Beavers 48-6. Indians come over the football. Justin Pierce just set way out to the left this time. What are we doing here on fourth down? Completely different set than we've seen, waiting for the snap from center. They snap it to Pierce. He rolls right. Now dumps it over the middle. The pass falls incomplete. He was trying to get it to Anthony Kling, and the Indians will turn it over on downs. Beavers will get the football. They'll have it first and 15, working from their own 24-yard line. A little bit of confusion on the offensive set there. Not on Pawnee City's part. The confusion was on this announcer's part. They put Justin Pierce out to the left, and that's where the center and the ball was. They had an offset line there. All right. First down and 10 for the Beavers. The quarterback, Anthony Reeder, under center, pitches back to his trailing back, running the right side. That's Ian Reardon, and Reardon running tough across the 30, out to the 32 or 3-yard line. You got to wonder if we're not going to see maybe some new faces in there eventually on defense for Pawnee City, leading 48-6. Still a lot of time left in this football game, but I imagine everybody's going to see some playing time tonight here in Friend.
Probably so. That was Jeff Farwell on that tackle, Randy.
Gain of 8 yards on the play. Second down, 7 yards to go from the 33-yard line. Anthony Reeder under center, backs in the I formation. Reeder takes a snap, gives again to Reardon. Reardon's got some running room. He'll have first down yardage across the 40-yard line, down to the 38-yard line of the Pawnee City Indians. And now the Beavers are starting to flex their offensive muscles a little bit here, as they get the ball into Pawnee territory. Just outside the 37-yard line is where they'll mark it. First and 15 for the Beavers. Reeder has Blankenship set to the left, Reardon in the top of the eye. Ends are in tight next to the center. Handoff goes up the middle to Blankenship. Blankenship's going to be hit and driven back after a gain of 2 or 3 yards. Two defenders teaming up to get the stop on him there for Pawnee City.
And those two defenders were Jeff Farwell and Trey Martini.
Martini, one of them lost a helmet in the process down there.
Gain of 3 on the play. Brings up second down.
Farwell had his helmet come off. He'll have to come out of the ball game. Checking in to replace Farwell is Dylan Lane, 170-pound freshman. in there defensively in place of Farwell. Farwell lost his headgear. Second down now, and about 13 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 36-yard line of Pawnee City. Clock running, 5 minutes, 10 seconds to play, third quarter, 48-6. Pawnee City on quarterback Reeder has his end split on either side. Running back split. Handoff goes to Blankenship. Blankenship to the right side, the 30, down near the 25-yard line, and he'll be taken out of bounds short of the first down yardage by a couple.
That was Anthony Kling on that tackle.
Anthony Kling on the tackle for the Indians.
So they'll mark the football outside the 25 at the 26-yard line. Remarkably few number of flags. A tip of the hat to our officiating crew tonight. Chris Erickson, our head referee, and his crew. Not a lot of penalty flags thrown out here for a first game of the season. That's good to see. Third down, a long two, almost 3 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 26-yard line as Reeder has the Beavers huddle up at the 35. They break the huddle and come over the line of scrimmage. Reeder hands under center. Blankenship goes in motion from left to right. Inside handoff to Reardon. Reardon is going to be stopped short of the first down and thrown back. He got inside the 25. He needed to get to the 23, and they stopped him about a yard short, I believe.
Yeah, he was stopped by a brick wall there, Randy, by Anthony Kling and Trey Martini.
So it's going to be fourth down and a yard to go for the Beavers. The line of scrimmage is the 24-yard line of Pawnee City with 3:48 to go in the third quarter. Again, if you're just checking in with us, Pawnee City on top 48-6 here, leading the Beavers of St. Edward. St. Edward has yet to capitalize on one of these fourth down gambles. They've had some mishaps here in the first half on these fourth down tries. Let's see what they can do on fourth and one. Reeder will be under center to take the snap. The backs are stacked in the I formation. Pitches it back to Reardon, running to the right. And Reardon is going to get taken out of bounds, and he may have been stopped short. He only needed a yard. He was driven out of bounds on the right side, and I don't believe he got there.
That was Justin Pierce who drove him out of bounds.
Justin Pierce there to make the tackle and stop him short. Justin Pierce, excellent quarterback, not a bad defensive ball player. And from what I've seen, he's a pretty fair bass fisherman also. Justin has shown up out at the farm pond a couple of times. First down and 10 for Pawnee City at the 24-yard line, working from their own 24. Justin Pierce, 135-pound senior. Of course, he led him at quarterback throughout last season. Pierce sets in a shotgun formation. He puts two wide receivers right to his right this time. On first and 15 from the 24, has the snap, pitches back to his trailing back. Running to the right side is Anthony Kling. There goes Kling, the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Broken tackle, dove in, and a flag is thrown.
That was blocking in the back, I believe.
Yep, we're probably going to have a flag thrown against the Indians here near the 10-yard line. Just for the record, he did find a way to get into the end zone at the very last dive, but we may have an illegal block here on the Indians. Great job running the football down the right side here by Anthony Kling.
Illegal block in the back against the Indians.
It's going to be called back for a block in the back here. I wondered what happened to my recorder, Lori, and now I see the little orange dot down there. Still running.
Good.
2:33 to go in the third quarter. With the penalty yardage, the football is going to end up being marked back out to the St. Edward. Well, now they're going back 5 yards. The St. Edward 23-yard line is where they'll mark it. It'll be first down and 15 yards to go for Pawnee City at the 23-yard line. Justin Pierce sets in a shotgun. Three receivers to the right side of the center. Pierce, calling his count, has the snap. Pitches back to his trailing back, Anthony Clare. No check back. That's McLaughlin. He reverses field to the left at the 20, at the 15, and driven out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. Jesse McLaughlin, the ball carrier for Pawnee City, dropped at about the 14 is where they'll mark it.
That was Ian Reardon and Dalton Wilson.
So now the football at the 14-yard line. It'll bring up second down and about 5, maybe 6 yards to go. Clock with a minute 52 to play in the third quarter. 48-6 our score. I believe that was our halftime score. We haven't had any scoring yet here in the third quarter. Again, three receivers wide right for Justin Pierce. Anthony Kling sets behind him in the backfield on second down and 6. Pierce has the snap, pitches to Kling. Kling runs straight up the middle, has the first down at the 5, and he goes all the way into the end zone for the touchdown. That'll be a 14-yard touchdown carry for Anthony Kling.
Jacob Reeves was on that. He kind of hung on to Anthony Kling, but he did not give up.
So Kling gets the TD from 14 yards out. The score coming with a minute 26 to play in the third quarter. And now Anthony Kling will try yet another two-point kick. I believe he's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's 6 out of 7 so far tonight. And he's ready to try it once again here. Jet Farwell to hold. Anthony Kling to kick. Each one of these is the equivalent of a 20-yard field goal. They spotted out here at the 10. The ball is down. The kick is up. Plenty of length, and he got it once again. Our score now goes 56-6. Pawnee City on top with a minute 26 to play in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
The end-to-end scoring drive took just 4 plays to cover 52 yards. It was capped off with a 14-yard touchdown carry by Anthony Kling. Kling then kicked the conversion attempt, and Pawnee City has now opened up a 56-6 lead over the St. Edward Beavers. 1:26 to play here in the third quarter. I thought for a minute we were maybe looking at a second scoreless quarter in six-man football, and I don't ever remember that happening to have two quarters, but Pawnee City ended that with 1:26 to go here. All right, the Indians ready to kick it away. Martini has it teed up. Let's see if he can hit the end zone from the other direction. Oh, this is going to be a little low bouncing kick. And it rolls, going to be picked up at the 13-yard line. The return man down the right sideline across the 20, the 25, the 30, out across the 30 and taken out of bounds near the 33-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there for the Beavers.
That was Martini on that tackle.
What a sight for high school football tonight here. We're in Friend, Nebraska on the west side of the field. Across the field all night, we've been watching guys walking beans out there with corn knives, cutting the weeds out, and just across that, a cornfield with a center pivot running over there. Very dry here in the Friend area. It was noticeable how dry the crops look just out east of town. So they've got the center pivots running. But this is Nebraska high school football at its finest here. We've got the guys walking beans across the road, the center pivot going over east, high school ball under the lights.
And it's a beautiful night now.
Nice stuff here. Yeah. Reeder has the backs in the I formation. Pitches back to his trailing back. Tries to run to the right side. Got a little bit of room. He's got the ball out across the 40 down to midfield. I think we got a new ball carrier in there this time. We'll try and pick him up for you. Maybe our PA guy could help us. Who carried the ball?
Dennis Bernal.
Okay.
Bernal.
That's who it was. We had a new...
Dennis Bernal, number 26.
Got him. All right.
Also on that tackle was number 26, Trey Martini.
Okay, so Bernal has the football just across the 40.
Second down,
we'll call it second down and about 7 yards to go now. There's the end of the third quarter. We'll take a 1 minute timeout. 56-6, Pawnee City on top, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Are you looking for a new activity for the kids or the whole family? At Heller Martial Arts, we have something for everyone. Taekwondo for all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga self-defense classes for adults. Anyone can do it, and you can start anytime. And your first class is free. Call today, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts at 1522 Stone Street, Fall City. And you can find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy and Lori Gatuba back with you at Friend Nebraska, 56-6, Pawnee City on top. We move into fourth quarter action. We'll have a running clock here with a 35-point lead. Beavers with the football at midfield. They turn. Back to pass with the football. They dump it over the middle. Pass is going to be complete. Making the catch was Dalton Wilson. So we're seeing some subs on the field on both sides of the ball here now, Lori. Now's when we go to work on the spotting. Gets a little tougher.
Yeah, Trey Martini was right on that one, Randy.
So the pass completion puts the ball inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 2 yards to go for the Beavers. New quarterback, is it still Reeder in there? Yes, it is. Reeder's the quarterback. He had a new running back in that time that we hadn't seen before. Bernal was in there a while ago.
Bernal.
Okay, Bernal. Dennis Bernal, 145-pound sophomore. Backside in the I formation behind Reeder on third down and two. Reeder takes the snap, pitches the ball back to the trailing back to the right side. He reverses, tries to turn it back inside. No place to go for Bernal. Dennis is tripped up and dropped for a loss on the play. They'll get him down back near the 35-yard line, a loss of a couple. It'll bring up fourth down now and about 3 yards to go.
Fourth down for the Beavers.
Fourth down here for the Beavers. Running clock, 8:45 to go. Don't forget, lots of football next week here on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC. Two games Thursday night, two games Friday night. Thursday night, I will be in Johnson Brock as the Johnson Brock Eagles host the Southern High Raiders, a 7:30 kickoff. And we'll have that one live on Johnson Brock's Strive TV video stream also. Tommy Grafton will be joining me for that broadcast. On fourth down and three at the 35-yard line, here come the Beavers over the football for the fourth down attempt. Quarterback Reeder has the back split on both sides, takes a snap. Reeder turns, gives it up the middle. Running with the football again is Dalton Wilson. And he's going to have it down to the 30-yard line and pick up first down yardage.
Anthony Green was on that tackle. And on the tackle before that was Dylan Lane, and I didn't see him because he's out of line.
Anthony Green got the tackle just now? All right. With the ball at the 30. 7:49. Clock continues to run as they bring the play in from the sideline. A lot of reserves getting a chance. We're going to try and pick up everybody as they check into the ball games here. Now, guys, I'm going to flip the lights on if you don't mind here. Checking in is Tyler Tegmeyer now defensively. Quarterback, Reeder, has the back stack behind him in the eye. Reeder pitches back to his trailing back, running to the left side. Not a lot of running room. And Bernal got about a yard on that one. Who got him?
Tyler Tegmeyer and Dylan Lane.
You're going to hear a few names now on the Pawnee, new names on the Pawnee City defensive side of the football. The Indians, for a six-man team, have a sizable roster. I believe they have 23 boys suited up here tonight. So their days in six-man football may be numbered if they can maintain these kind of numbers out for football at Pawnee City.
Significantly more on the sideline than St. Edward.
I think there's only 10 ball players across the way. Second down and about 13 yards to go. The line of scrimmage, the 29-yard line, with 6:45 to play in the ball game. Pawnee City in command here, 56-6. The quarterback is Anthony Reeder. Looks over the defensive set, takes a snap, pitches back to his trailing back. He cuts inside, finds a little running room inside the 30, down near the 26-yard line, carrying the football again, Bernal. Dennis Barnell. Barnell is a 145-pound sophomore, backup running back there at the I-back position.
Dawson Wilkinson was on that tackle.
So now the football is spotted just outside the 25-yard line of Pawnee City. Let's try and pick up some more of these subs getting in for the Indians. There's Jaden Johnson, 150-pound freshman, in at a defensive back here on the left side. We'll try an ID of many of these defensive players as we can. Dylan Lane is out there. Lori,
number 40, Oscar.
Okay, Machini. Reeder, under center, single set back behind him, calling his cadence on third down. Reeder pitches back to the trailing back. He'll run to the right side, cuts it in. Breaking tackles inside the 20, still on his feet, reaching for the first down yardage down near the 15-yard line. Running tough there was Dalton Wilson. Wilson, 165-pound senior, getting a chance to carry the football.
That was Oscar Machini on that tackle.
Just shy of the first down yardage. It'll bring up fourth down, less than a yard to go with the football just outside the 15-yard line. St. Edward would like to get a little bit of a moral victory here if they could go down and put a touchdown on the board here late in the contest. Cooster in the ball game now?
Yes. He was on that tackle as well.
Cooster in on the stop. Fourth down, less than a yard to go now at the 15-yard line for Reeder and company with the Beavers. Now the official blows the whistle, steps in, and stops play. Let's see what this is about.
Official timeout.
Our back judge, Sam Smith, steps in.
Number three, Blaine, has just gone in.
Fun to come this far away from home and have so many familiar faces on the officiating crew out here tonight. Reeder takes a snap, pitches back to his trailing back. He's got the first down and more at the 10, at the inside the 10. Stopped at about the 9-yard line. Ball carrier Dalton Wilson down to the 9.
Philip Lane was on that tackle. He's a 155-pound senior.
Now checking into the ball game, Machini back in there. He'll come in to replace Jaden Johnson defensively for the Indians. 4.5 minutes to go in this one. Pawnee City on their way to picking up a season-opening win here in Week 0 as they lead it 56-6 right now over the St. Edward Beavers. Quite a trip out here, but Pawnee City faithful seem to be enjoying themselves. Nobody's leaving early, you notice. Reeder on first and goal from the 9-yard line. Hands under center. Turns, gives the ball off, running at the 5 near the goal line, and touchdown! In for the touchdown is Dalton Wilson, and it'll be a 9-yard touchdown run by Dalton Wilson. This score coming with 3:59 left to play here in the fourth quarter, our first score of the fourth period. Dalton Wilson on a 9-yard run. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. On their first attempt and only attempt for a conversion, the kick failed. Let's see what they're going to do this time. It looks like they may just run it for one. Reeder brings him up to the line of scrimmage. The try for the two-point conversion. We've got backup running backs behind Reeder as he calls his count. Takes a snap, hands it straight forward, nothing doing, nowhere to go.
Now,
carrying the football there for St. Edward was Jacob Reeves as he gets dropped. So the score remains 56-12. Pawnee City on top with 3:59 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
He's on the 30. He's on the 20. He's on the 10. It's a touchdown.
There's nothing like football. The lights, the cheers of the crowd, and getting a chance to see our local athletes and kids give it all they've got. Come to a game. Support our local schools.
Frontier Bank. Good with money. We're an equal housing lender. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank. Fall City and Stella.
Sunny 101.6. Covering the tri-state area.
Welcome back to Friend, Nebraska. 3:59 left to play in our football game.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Second scoring drive of the night for the Beavers, a six-play, 38-yard drive, capped off with a 9-yard touchdown carry by Dalton Wilson. The conversion attempt failed, and the score stands 56-12. Pawnee City on top. Again, the scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Stop by or call Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. Very pleased to have our friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services along with us again this season for the broadcast. Here's the end-over-end kick. Comes up short at the 20. Going to be picked up at the 18. Slipping and going out of bounds for Pawnee City was the return man. Coming over there to try on the return for the Indians was Jesse McLaughlin, and he just lost his footing and slipped out of bounds. So the Indians will begin this drive at their own 18-yard line. That's where they'll have it first and 10. I would not be surprised, Lori, if we don't see a lot of New Jersey numbers out here this time with a 56-12 lead, 3:33, and a clock running, a running clock. Looks like Coach Brumbaugh sending out a whole new crew. Lori, let's try and ID as many of these players as we can here.
Okay, we'll do that.
I know Jesse McLaughlin's still in the backfield as the I-back.
Luke Hunziker is in the ball game now.
Let's see who our quarterback is. There's a snap. They pitch it back to McLaughlin. No. Running to the left side is Phillip Lane carrying the ball. Quarterback is Jaden Johnson now. Johnson is the quarterback. Phillip Lane was the ball carrier on that one.
On the tackle was Ryan Cumming and Dalton Wilson.
Dawson Wilkerson also in the ball game. We'll try and pick up as many of these players as we can for you. Jaden Johnson is the quarterback. He'll set in a shotgun formation. Behind him is Phillip Lane as the running back. Johnson calling his count, has the snap, pitches to Lane. Lane runs to the right. He'll be hit in the backfield and dropped. At about the 16-yard line, no place to go. The defenders were all over him back there and dropped him for a loss on the play.
Yeah, mainly Mikey Blankenship. He was the first lead tackler on that one.
What you've got now is first-string defense for the Beavers against a backup offense here for Pawnee City, and the Beavers really flexing their muscles now defensively, getting in there to make the stop. Don't forget, next Thursday night, football both here on Sunny 101.3 and on KTNC. Also next Friday night, game on both stations. Hope you'll join us for that. Watch my Facebook page. We'll put up some postings to let you know where we'll be, when we'll be, and on which station.
Kester just entered the game.
All right. Quarterback calling his starting count. High snap, chases it down, throws a pass incomplete. The intended receiver in the backfield, he was trying to get it to Dawson Wilkerson, a 110-pound sophomore. You got to admire Dawson Wilkerson playing football at 110 pounds out there. And I know of what I speak.
Yes, you do.
So the ball is going to be spotted at the 15-yard line, fourth down, punting situation. Let's see who our punter is in there. We haven't seen a lot of punting tonight from Pawnee City. Anthony Kling stands at his own 5-yard line, gets a snap from center. Got the punt away. Kling with a nice punt. Nobody back to return it. It rolls inside the 30, inside the 20, down to the 19-yard line. Boy, Kling's going to pad his stats there on punting as he kicked that one all the way down to the 19-yard line. The clock at 1 minute to play in the ballgame. Don't believe it even stops after that. Keeps running.
Carter Anson was kind of rushing the kicker there and did a good job.
Clock continues to run. With the 56-12 score here, 45 seconds to play. The Beaver reserves may want to hurry out here. There aren't a lot of reserves. They only suited 10 kids, I think, or 11. They'll get out here and run a play or two. They have the ball first and 15 at their own 18-yard line. Back stacked in the I formation behind the quarterback, Reeder. Reeder tosses back to his running back, running the left side. That's Dalton Wilson, and Wilson going to have some nice yardage there. Got it out across the 35 to the 36-yard line with 15 seconds to go. Are they going to take time out to run another play, or is that going to be it? It appears they're going to just let the clock wind down without another snap here.
I do want to notice that Kester was on that tackle. Kuster?
Yes.
He's a 100-pound sophomore.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of the ball game.
And there it is. Time runs out. Your final score tonight, the Pawnee City Indians, 56, and the St. Edward Beavers, 12. That'll be your final. Stay with us. We have a postgame show coming up. The postgame show being presented by our presenting sponsor, Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska, your Case IH dealer with 5 locations in northeast Kansas. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with a postgame wrap on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back once again to Friend Nebraska, where the Pawnee City Indians have just posted an impressive 56-12 win over the St. Edward Beavers. I'm Randy Gatula, along with Lori Gatula. It's time now for our post-game show, being presented by Farm Bureau Financial in Falls City and Auburn. Farm Bureau Financial Services, you're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect in Auburn. Well, it was a scoreless first quarter, and that's a bit of a novelty in six-man football, Lori. We don't see that often, but you knew the fireworks was going to get started eventually. Pawnee City got on the board first with 9:51 to go in the second quarter, a 20-yard touchdown run by Jeff Farwell, the first of three touchdowns that he would score. He later added one from 45 yards out, and he also had a 67-yard kickoff return to lead the scoring for Pawnee City. That was Farwell. Anthony Kling, I believe, went 7 out of 8 on two-point conversions, kicking. He also had a pair of touchdowns on a 27-yard touchdown run and a 14-yard touchdown run. Justin Pierce got into the act, throwing a 27-yard touchdown pass to Anthony Kling. Jesse McLaughlin, he scored on a 3-yard touchdown run. So you name it, if it's on the offensive side in the backfield, Pawnee City, they produce points. Everybody got into the scoring column on a successful outing tonight for the Pawnee City Indians. The scoring for St. Edward, well, they scored in the second quarter. Mikey Blankenship had a 3-yard touchdown run that capped off a 3-play, 55-yard drive, and then Dalton Wilson scored on a 9-yard touchdown run here in the final 4 minutes of the ball game that capped a 6-play, 38-yard drive for St. Edward. When it all was said and done, 56-12, the final score on the board here at Friend. The scene right now out on the field, the Pawnee City Indians all huddled around their head coach out here as they're discussing what happened in this one. Come away with a nice win, a nice way to start the season. It's really nice that the NSAA allowed this to take place. Both of these teams, through no fault of their own, ended up being shy one game. These young men only get to play high school football once. You hate to see their season come up short. And so that way they had a chance to pick up this game. And again, a big tip of the hat out here to our friends here, Jim Pfeiffer, the activities director, and all the folks and the officials at Friend Public Schools for allowing these teams to come out and use their facility. We really appreciate the hospitality. Pfeiffer walks in just as I'm thanking him on the air. That's perfect timing, Jim. And we do appreciate that, all of the hospitality that we receive. Don't forget now, high school football coming up next weekend. We want to talk about that. Two games Thursday, two games Friday. Thursday night, it'll be Johnson Brock hosting Southern High with a 7:30 kickoff here on Sunny 101.3 and on Johnson Brock Strive TV. Also Thursday night on our sister station, KTMC, HTRS, will be hosting the Raiders from Omaha, Brownell, Talbot, Lucas Freshel. We'll have the call for you on that one. Then on Friday night, I'll be at Peru State College, the Sacred Heart Irish, taking on Elwood Murdoch. That'll be on our sister station, KTNC. Lucas will be here on Sunny 101.3 in Tecumseh, Johnson County Central, hosting the Meade Road 7 o'clock kickoffs. We hope you will join us for those. Lori, thank you so much for your help tonight. I appreciate it. It's a long drive out here to Friend, and when you can't find anybody else to come and do color, it's nice to know you can count on your best friend. Thank you.
You're very welcome. It was fun.
Great job tonight. Glad to have you alongside.
Thank you.
Our thanks to our producer engineer, Seth Tollefson, back in our studios, our trainee, Ray Penning, getting his feet wet tonight for a football broadcast. Ray, fine job. We appreciate that. No mishaps, and that worked out well. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school football. For Lori Gatula, Seth Tollefson, Ray Penning, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight here in Friend. It was the Pawnee City Indians 56 and the St. Edward Beavers 12. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
If you want it, we've probably got it at your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Hey, everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Just going to put out that reminder, we have all of our Gravely lawnmowers. You have an extra rebate right now, anywhere from $100 all the way up to $1,000 on Gravely mowers. And don't forget, 48-month, 0% interest with available credit. So come on in, check out our new Gravelys today. Give them a test drive. Gravely will keep you cutting.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Boer, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Lewis Implement, your implement dealer in Humboldt, is ready to help you for a successful harvest season with parts, sales, and service. It is now early order buying time for Kinsey planters and carts for the 2024 season. Lewis Implement has been proudly serving the community since 1949. Or call Lewis Implement in Humboldt at 402-7920.